In the introduction to his great work of Time, Work, and Leisure, Sebastian de Grazia wrote that, quote, "The Constitution neglected to state clearly what its more perfect union of men was for." Quote from de Grazia, "An age on the verge of change gets restless. It reviews its history. It runs to try new openings. The passengers on the Mayflower, before debarking, did solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine themselves together into a civil body politic for their better ordering and preservation. The Constitution neglected to state clearly what its more perfect union of men was for. Evidently, to establish justice and provide for the common defense were means to an end. Domestic tranquility meant little more than internal order, another means to an end. This wasn't Jefferson's idea. We were left with the general welfare and the blessings of liberty as guides to the kind of life for which men join in unison. The liberty meant in the preamble was freer and wider than the liberty conceived today. The Declaration of Independence had made itself clearer, or at least more forceful. Alongside liberty, it placed the pursuit of happiness. The men who wrote and approved the Declaration were further away from the Pilgrim Fathers than we are. For the 19th century brought us back closer to the Pilgrims than to the Founding Fathers. The urgency of the Mayflower Compact to plant a colony fit the later urgency to plant a continent. One of the oldest rules of political science holds that men come together to keep alive. They stay together to live a good life. In this country, men have refused to budge from the first state. They've acted as if there were a wilderness yet to conquer, some great work yet to do that keeps them from the second stage. What is this great work? The frontier ended with the 20th century and the wilderness long before. Unquote for a second, because I wanted to interject. When de Grazia says, quote, "The men who wrote and approved the Declaration were further away from the Pilgrim Fathers than we are," unquote, he's simultaneously revealing the key division, the key distinction under class between ruler, the philosopher statesman, and ruled. The so-called princes know where they're going. The fundamental subservience of the first pilgrims is shown in this translator's quote from Democracy in America. The immigrants, this is a quote, quote, "The immigrants were, for the most part, godly Christians from the north of England who had quitted their native country because they were, quote, studious of Reformation and entered into covenant to walk with one another according to the primitive pattern of the Word of God," unquote. They immigrated to Holland and settled in the city of Leiden in 1610, where they abode, being lovingly respected by the Dutch for many years. They left it in 1620 for several reasons, the last of which was that their posterity would in a few generations become Dutch, and so lose their interest in the English nation, they being desirous rather to enlarge His Majesty's dominions and to live under their natural prince, unquote from Henry Reeve, the translator of this edition of Democracy in America. So you see the necessary division for class to exist. We must be obedient. This came up for me in order for them to rule us. So the Founding Fathers, their mindset is of the rulers. They take charge. They know where they want to go. They have leadership. We are the ever-seeking freedom. They know where they're going, and they try to engage our seekingness to serve their goal, where they want to go. This is an aside, but when I randomly listen to a couple versions of this Christmas song, "O Holy Night," and there's a line in it, which as a young person, in fact, until now that I've sort of been doing this deep probing, it never jumped out at me like this. But there's a line in it, and in all three versions that I listened to, They sang it like, come sing with me. But the line is, fall on your knees. That's a command. That's a command. And that is the mindset of service that we are all trained in. Fall on your knees and serve. We have a country that is based in service to a given goal. We haven't been able yet to think through what it means to grow up and develop our own goal.